Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What went wrong?
The entire bridge, the entire key bridge in the harbor.
Moment by moment, the video clues of the bridge disaster.
The belch of black smoke. The lights go out. And what happened to the vehicles on the bridge?
The bridge is gone.
Plus,
is there a sucker punch epidemic?
A man came up and punched me in the face.
I just got punched in the face.
And they all got hit in the same neighborhood.
He goes, sorry, and then punches me.
Then, Trump windfall.
Shares are soaring.
It is exploding on the scene right now.
Did he just make $5 billion in one day? And late night host Stephen Colbert. Regrets for all those jokes about Princess Kate?
I do not make light of somebody else's tragedy.
And she's the same age as Kate.
What's it like to be diagnosed with cancer so young?
I can hear my child crying, and I am just too sick to get out of bed.
Plus, Ozempic babies.
I got pregnant.
We know it's a miracle drug for weight loss and diabetes.
But can it actually help infertile women get pregnant?
We've literally just given up.
The blessings and the risks. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. It will be months before auto or shipping traffic is back to normal in Baltimore following the overnight accident in which a cargo ship hit a bridge piling, sending the structure and the highway it held plummeting into the water. We're now getting a moment-by-moment account of how the ship's crew desperately tried to put the ship in reverse before disaster struck. Stephen Fabian is in Baltimore with the latest.
Twisted steel and concrete lie across the bow of the ship that brought the Francis Scott Key Bridge crashing down with a single blow. The huge 95,000-ton container ship, Dolly, lost power and propulsion before veering into a pillar, triggering the collapse.
What the f***? What the f***? What the f***?
The entire bridge, the entire Key Bridge in the harbor.
In this eerie video, a searchlight scans the wreckage in the darkness as rescuers began the all-night search for the missing. Maryland Governor Wes Moore described how a mayday from the container ship just before impact alerted cops to halt traffic heading across the doomed bridge.
Between the mayday and the collapse, that we had officials who were able to begin to stop the flow of traffic, so more cars were not up on the bridge, which saved lives in a very, very heroic way.
Several vehicles, including this 18-wheeler, managed to make it across the bridge moments before disaster struck. But an 8-man construction crew filling potholes on the bridge was stranded. They and their vehicles can be seen plummeting into the river below. President Biden spoke out about the disaster.
Everything so far indicates that this was a terrible accident. At this time, we have no other indication, no other reason to believe there's any intentional act here.
Dramatic video of the disaster shows the lights going out as the ship loses power for 30 seconds and it drifts toward the bridge. The lights come on again for a moment as power is restored, but it's too late to prevent the collision. Over my shoulder, you can still see wreckage from the bridge draped across that large ship. Now, we are getting indications that the 22-man crew on board did everything they could to prevent this disaster from happening, even thrusting the ship's engine into reverse. But the momentum from the giant vessel was just far too strong to avoid the collision. I spoke with CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell, who is also at the scene.
Was it shocking to you that this all happened from one strike of that massive cargo ship?
Yeah, it is shocking to see in person. This is a huge bridge. It is almost a mile and a half long. The entire center part of this bridge collapsed into the water because of this giant cargo ship that was on its way to Sri Lanka. And, of course, because it veered off course, because it lost electrical power, it was able to quickly hit that pylon and the whole bridge collapsed into the water.
The entire bridge, the entire key bridge in the harbor.
Two of the men who were working on the bridge were pulled from the water. One of them was unharmed. The other is in critical condition. That water temperature was 48 degrees, cold enough to cause hypothermia. This woman went on TikTok to tell a harrowing tale. She says she was walking down a street in New York City when a man punched her in the face. But what really shocked her is when several other women said the same thing happened to them in the same neighborhood.
These young women all say they are victims of a disturbing new phenomenon.
I was literally just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face.
In videos posted on TikTok, they are giving similar accounts of being sucker punched completely at random.
I was looking down, and I was looking at my phone and, like, texting, and then out of nowhere, this man just came up and hit me in the face.
I literally just got punched by some man on the sidewalk. He goes, sorry, and then punches me in the head.
The women say the assaults are happening in this neighborhood in downtown Manhattan. It happens as they walk alone in broad daylight when out of nowhere, a single punch is thrown at them.
She has a nasty bruise under her eye.
I'm like actually in shock right now.
And this young woman has a lump the size of, as she puts it, a goose egg.
Oh my God, it hurts so bad. I can't even talk. Literally, I fell to the ground and now this giant goose egg is forming and I'm like, oh my God.
This victim is putting a bag of ice on her forehead.
I wasn't on my phone. I was with my coworkers.
This young woman, still nursing a black eye, gives a slightly different account.
And as I was crossing the street, a man looked at me and within a split second, pointed two fingers at me in a gun symbol and then slammed a bag, plastic bag full of God knows what, down on my face from about a foot away.
We spoke to Jill Burke.
It's good to see that these platforms are making people have more awareness about it, but it's obviously so sad for me to see that this is continuing to happen and happening to more women.
Inside Edition security consultant Bill Stanton.
Bill, what do you say to young women of New York City who are nervous that somebody's going to come out of nowhere and just punch them in the face on the street?
I want these women to be prepared, not scared, to be vigilant, keep their head on the swivel, and keep those earbud Q-tips out of their ears and their face out of their not-so-smartphone.
Word is getting out. These videos show young women bracing for an attack. Girls are getting punched all over NYC, she warns.
I guess we're going to be super aware of our surroundings.
Be a smart idea. Other news today, there was a lot of reaction to the simultaneous raids on homes in Florida and California linked to music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. At the same time the raids were taking place, Combs was spotted pacing at an airport. But where was he going? Here's Jim Murray.
It's the first video of Sean Diddy Combs pacing and looking pensive as two of his mansions on both coasts were being raided by federal agents. This TMZ video was taken outside an executive airport in Miami where private planes land and depart.
I'm outside the hip-hop mogul's estate in the exclusive Holmby Hills section of Los Angeles. This is where federal agents conducted the surprise raid, which is reportedly tied to an ongoing investigation involving allegations of sexual assault and sex trafficking. Here is where you wanna be. Combs' ex, the singer Cassie, sued him last November for sexual assault. The civil suit was settled in just one day. He denies all allegations of wrongdoing.
When you saw the size of these multiple raids, what did that tell you about the potential for charges being filed soon and an arrest impending?
Based on the size of the raid, I expect charges in a matter of days. This may be the beginning of the end for Diddy.
Today, we spotted private security at the estate with handguns.
All right, they just made their way in.
As the LA raid unfolded, two of Combs' sons were handcuffed and detained, routine in a raid like this. They were released without charges. As the feds swooped down on the L.A. mansion, a simultaneous raid took place at his waterfront estate on Star Island in Miami. Agents were seen loading a van with boxes. Just look inside the $40 million L.A. spread. A screening room, gym, a pool with fountains. Combs explained why he loves it here.
The kids, the family, the weather.
Today, there is a much more somber mood.
In the wake of his legal troubles, Hulu canceled a planned reality show focusing on Combs and his family. The mea culpas continue from big names who now regret poking fun at Princess Kate before she went public with her cancer diagnosis. As Amber Cagliano reports, now it's Stephen Colbert's turn.
Stephen Colbert is expressing regret for jokes he made about Princess Kate before she revealed her cancer diagnosis.
There's a standard that I try to hold myself to. And that is, I do not make light of somebody else's tragedy. Far too many of us know that any cancer diagnosis of any kind is harrowing for the patient and for their family.
This, of course, came as a huge shock.
Kate's revelation is shining a light on rising cancer rates among young women and men. Some experts are calling it an epidemic.
The incidence of cancer is rising in people younger than 50. We don't really know why we're seeing this increasing diagnosis. You know, is it lifestyle factors? Is it environmental factors?
Natalie Phelps is 42, the same age as Kate. She was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in 2020 after the birth of her second child.
What has this journey been like for you?
It's been very, very hard physically. I have endured maximum radiation to my pelvis, an 18-hour surgery, abdominal surgery to remove my tumor. I've also had 2 liver surgeries, a lung surgery, and I've undergone 145 rounds of chemotherapy.
Christina Kelly, a 37-year-old mom of 2, was also diagnosed with colon cancer.
I had had hemorrhoids during pregnancy and after that never went away. So I actually asked my doctor for a colonoscopy. Cancer doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your age is. It doesn't matter. You're a princess.
She has this message for Princess Kate.
Hug your family. Love on them. Focus on that and what's important. Hopefully that we're all here for a long, long life and we just have these awesome memories to look back at.
A message that Kate definitely shares.
For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
The palace originally said Kate would be returning to public life after Easter. It's now being reported her recuperation will be extended. The revolt over at NBC over the hiring of former Republican chair Ronna McDaniel may have hit its mark. Word is the woman who actively encouraged Michigan elected officials not to certify the 2020 presidential vote is being dropped by the network. Here's Les Trent.
Just 4 days after she was hired, Ronna McDaniel has reportedly been ousted by NBC News. The decision coming after a mass mutiny by reporters and hosts.
I think our bosses owe you an apology.
It started Sunday on Meet the Press, and then one by one, MSNBC's biggest stars denounced the former Republican National Committee chairwoman, calling on their bosses to fire her.
We hope NBC will reconsider its decision.
It reached a crescendo last night with Rachel Maddow joining in.
You wouldn't hire a made man like a mobster to work at a DA's office, right? I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable.
The revolt was mocked over on Fox News.
Oh, the vapors. I might hear a different opinion than I have. Oh, I'm going to pass out.
But the pressure campaign seems to have worked. According to reports, NBC plans to drop McDaniel and she's seeking legal representation. And it's an astonishing windfall for Donald Trump. His fortune just skyrocketed as Truth Social stock takes off.
Shares are soaring.
This is pretty extraordinary.
Shares in Truth Social started trading Tuesday under Trump's initials, DJT, and they're selling like hotcakes. Trump owns 58% of the company. potentially worth up to $5 billion, quadrupling his wealth overnight.
But Trump's stock bonanza is just on paper. He can't actually sell any shares for 6 months. And if you're thinking of joining the Trump stock frenzy, experts warn Truth Social is a high-risk investment.
This stock is really defying the logic.
Because the social media site is hemorrhaging money, losing $49 million last year alone.
This is not a sensible investment. It's not a sophisticated investment. It's, for many people, a fun investment, but one that ultimately, if you believe in sort of fundamental principles of investing, looks destined to lose people money.
And on the legal front today, a New York judge imposed a gag order on Mr. Trump, limiting him from making statements about any participants in next month's criminal trial related to hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Now a police chase that had even the officers involved shaking their heads. A bulldozer was stolen from a construction site. That led to a chase through a suburban neighborhood. And where do you see how it ends?
Stop that bulldozer!
Stop!
It's a crazy police chase as a bulldozer is stolen from a construction site.
Hey! Stop!
The cop quickly realizes he's no match for the 75,000-pound earth mover.
He's not stopping for me.
So the chase is on.
He's gonna go out on the main road.
Then cops in Gwinnett County, Georgia have a great idea. To make it a fair fight, they called in a second bulldozer.
How fast is it?
They can get up to probably about 30.
5 miles later, the police bulldozer catches up with the runaway bulldozer, finally pushing it into a curb, ending the chase. The suspect, described as a disgruntled former employee, is pulled out of the cab and taken into custody.
And that suspect now faces charges including theft and trying to elude police.
Next, Ozempic babies.
I got pregnant.
We know it's a miracle drug for weight loss and diabetes.
But can it actually help infertile women get pregnant?
We've literally just given up.
The blessings and the risks. Then,
Jen,
the new bachelorette makes history.
I feel so, so grateful and so honored.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
When used for diabetes, a side effect of Ozempic was weight loss. And now that it's used for weight loss, some women who'd had trouble getting pregnant no longer do.
This is my Ozempic baby.
This is my Ozempic baby.
It's a new phenomenon. Women struggling to conceive go on the weight loss drug, then out of the blue, become pregnant.
It may have been unexpected, but
We're very excited.
Deb Oliveira says she was plagued by fertility issues, but is now 10 weeks pregnant after going on Ozempic to lose weight. Here she is in shock after taking not one, but three pregnancy tests that were all positive. And she says she was on birth control when she got pregnant.
I had no idea the effects of fertility that this medication had.
Taylor Smith also calls her four-month-old little guy an Ozempic baby.
We were over the moon, but shocked.
She says she'd suffered from years of fertility problems and was taking Ozempic to lose weight when baby Logan suddenly came into their lives.
We had just been trying. We had literally just given up.
Women are now taking to social media to spread the word about getting pregnant while on weight loss drugs.
My theory is I think we're conceiving, like, a lot easier.
There are also these posts. Happened to me on Mounjaro after 3 years of fertility treatments. My Ozempic Whoops baby is 8 months old after 4 years of infertility.
But many medical experts warn not to take weight loss drugs like Ozempic just to get pregnant.
So what's going on here? One theory is weight loss through Ozempic can cause hormone changes.
If you have excess fat, you can make excess hormones, and then that can cause a hormonal imbalance. That's how it works. So that's the connection between fat and infertility.
This is my Ozempic baby.
Experts say if you get pregnant while taking a weight loss drug, stop the drug immediately due to possible side effects. They also warn that those drugs can sometimes make birth control pills less effective. When we come back, we will introduce you to the new bachelorette who's making history.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
There is big Bachelor Nation news. Last night, Joey picked Kelsey while the next bachelorette was announced, and she is making history.
Meet the new bachelorette. Jen Tran has just been announced as the first Asian American bachelorette on the show.
It's honestly incredible, and I feel so, so grateful and so honored to be the first Asian bachelorette in this franchise.
Jen is a 26-year-old Vietnamese American physician assistant student from Miami. She was sent home after making it to the final five on this season of The Bachelor. Now it's her turn to find love.
I'm overwhelmed. It's crazy.
Season 21 of The Bachelorette airs this summer. When we come back, a big playground scare. Finally today, she did not expect this.
A perfect day at the playground. Hi. Then this. The cardigan clutching cutie gets the scare of her little life. It's just an image of a giant ant, but it really does look scary.
And that is Inside Edition. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.